Therefore on that day he called him Zerubbabel, saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early, and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Mori in the valley. And Zerubbabel the son of Joash went and dwelt in his own house. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Zerubbabel, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. And Abimelech the son of Zerubbabel went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you either that all the sons of Zerubbabel, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Zerubbabel, being 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Zerubbabel, was left, for he hid himself. Now therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely in that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt well with Zerubbabel and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father, if ye then have dealt truly and sincerely with Zerubbabel and with his house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you, that the cruelty done unto the 70 sons of Zerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And Gaal the son of Ebed said, Who is Abimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Zerubbabel, and Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him? And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Zerubbabel. And the Lord sent Zerubbabel and Bedan, and Jephthah and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and ye dwelled safe.